This is JIS News. Coming up, DNA bill tabled in Parliament, 30 catchment tanks to be repaired, and International Tibet Conference to be staged in May. The news in detail after this message. Stay with us.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
Now the news. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting has tabled the Deoxyribonucleic Acid DNA Evidence Act 2015 in Parliament. The DNA bill will provide for the keeping, maintaining, and operating of a consolidated forensic DNA data bank to be known as the National DNA Register for the purposes of forensic investigation and human identification. The bill also provides for the regulation of the taking of bodily samples from persons and crime scenes, as well as outline procedures for the retention or destruction of samples and DNA profiles. Minister Bunting says he expects the legislation to be a game changer in efforts by the security forces to suppress criminal activity across the country.
This is the third major piece of path-breaking legislation that has been brought to this House by my ministry in the last 3 years. The other two are the Law Reform Fraudulent Transactions Bill and the Criminal Justice Suppression of Criminal Organizations Act.
The minister also expresses the hope that there will be no unnecessary delay in the passage of the bill in the House of Representatives. He was making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in Parliament on April 29. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kelly says significant groundwork has been completed towards legislating the proposed Occupational Safety and Health Act, OSHA. The bill is expected to be approved in Parliament by the end of the 2015-2016 fiscal year. Passage is essential to the government's plans to streamline laws, protocols, and regulations governing occupational health and safety in the workplace. Mr. Kelly says based on feedback from stakeholder consultations, the provisions have been updated and the bill should be tabled in Parliament in short order. He adds that the minister will be heightening public awareness and knowledge about hazards and risks at the workplace and measures for prevention and control.
In enacting this legislation, there will be sweeping changes, not only in the number of workplaces which will fall under the law, but in the best practices which must be enforced and monitored. And this is why the government, through the ministry, is using this period of time to increase public awareness and knowledge about hazards and risks at the workplace.
Minister Kelly was addressing a ceremony at the University of the West Indies, UWI, Mona, Tuesday to mark World Day for Safety and Health at Work. A total of $43 million has been budgeted to carry out repairs to approximately 30 catchment tanks across seven parishes. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says work will be carried out on six tanks in Clarendon, four in eastern Westmorland, seven in Manchester, seven in St. Anne, five in St. Elizabeth, two in St. Thomas and two in St. Mary. Meanwhile, he says rainwater harvesting projects will be undertaken at Anchovy High School's new campus in Montpellier South, St. James, and Ferncourt High in Southeast St. Anne. Mr. Pickersgill says the minister will be promoting individual household rainwater harvesting solutions in areas without adequate sources and piped water. Pilot projects will begin in Manchester and St. Anne. Mr. Pickersgill was making his 2015-2016 sectoral debate presentation in Parliament on Wednesday. The University of the West Indies is partnering with the Minister of Education, the HeartTrust NTA, and several other stakeholders to stage a conference on technical and vocational education and training, TVET. The second international conference on TVET in the Caribbean will be staged at the Hilton Rosal Resort and Spa in Montego Bay, St. James from May 13 to 15. Senior Director of TVET Development and Support System, Dr. Marcia Rowe Amunde, says the conference will seek to establish a strategy to further entrench TVET in education systems around the Caribbean.
So this is really an international conference targeting policymakers, those who lead and manage TVET institutions, those who deliver TVET programs, and helping to understand the theory in which the practice of TVET is situated.
Dr. Rowe Amunde was speaking at the JIS think tank session on Wednesday. Details about the event may be obtained at www.soeconferences.com. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.